from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. 9 students and 1 teacher are dead after a mass shooting in the U.S. state of Texas Friday. Gunfire wounded at least 13 people, with 2 in critical condition. The 17-year-old student who authorities said carried out the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, was, quote, weirdly non-emotional on the morning after the rampage. That's according to one of his lawyers Saturday. The teenager, who is identified by law enforcement as Demetrios Pogorsky, has been charged with capital murder. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a vigil on Friday night.
We're going to be here every day until we ensure that Santa Fe Independent School District and this school are put back in place and normalcy is returned to your schools and safety is returned to your schools.
Police say there were no major indications that the suspect was planning the attack, and he apparently had no criminal history. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least 4 people Friday by county and National Guard helicopters. The rescue came one day after the volcano erupted on the island of Hawaii, thrusting large plumes of ash kilometers into the air. Here's U.S. Geological Survey scientist Michelle Coombs on what expectations are for future eruptions.
It's probably going to be continuing to wax and wane over the foreseeable future. It's a very dynamic system, both down at the rift zone and then up at the summit. So we expect activity to get stronger and weaker, and we'll just keep watching and see what happens.
And this is VOA News. Cuba is in an official period of mourning this weekend after more than 100 people were killed in a plane crash soon after takeoff from Havana. An investigation is underway for the country's worst air disaster in nearly 30 years, one that officials say only 3 people survived. Cameroon has again imposed a curfew on its English-speaking regions, where armed separatists vow the country's national day will not be celebrated on May 20th. In spite of the curfew and heavy presence of the military, the armed separatists have been able to chase out some public officials and close some schools. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports for VOA.
Christians of the Apostolic Church in Buya sing in a church service they have organized on Saturday instead of Sunday for fear they may be attacked by armed separatists who have asked the people not to go out of their homes on Sunday. Among the Christians is Rigo Bendi, a night watchman who escaped from Mamfi near the Nigerian border. He says separatists attacked a local school where he worked as the students were preparing to march during May 20 celebrations.
I heard gunshot near my compound, so I left the compound and I ran to the farm. Stayed in the bush for some days before I ran to the pastor here.
Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Buya, southwestern Cameroon.
One governor says the population should come out and celebrate their national day, in which Cameroon takes pride as a sign of national unity, and adds that the military will protect the people. Prince Harry and his bride, American Meghan Markle, married on Saturday in a dazzling ceremony in Windsor, England. It was a wedding that blended ancient English ritual with African-American culture, modernizing the 1,000-year-old British monarchy even more. The AP's Gregory Katz, who was inside the chapel, tells us that the service was a great success. He tells us about the triumphant sermon from the American Episcopal Church leader, Michael Curry.
The highlight for me was the sermon by Reverend Curry from the United States, the Episcopal bishop, who really brought a lot of the Black African-American church experience into St. George's Chapel. I thought that was very exciting. Also, the procession, it was phenomenal to see them come out of the church and go by in a horse-drawn carriage. The reaction of the crowds lining the streets here was just phenomenal. It's been an amazing day and really, I think, a triumphant day for the monarchy. They've shown so much new verve and excitement by bringing this woman into the family. I thought the mix of American and British culture was great.
That was the AP's Gregory Katz. And we have much more coverage of this story and others on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.